The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's look ahead to the other big set piece in the world of politics that is looming. It is not the presidential election. It is the budget. Next Tuesday, all will be revealed. Budget 2026, how the government plan to spend our money next year. And still a lot of speculation as to whether or not the government are going to fulfil a promise they had made to cut VAT for the hospitality industry down to 9%. Owen Reedy is the General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Owen, do you think the government should do that? Have we got Owen? Owen, are you there? No, we don't have Owen there. Is Anthony Gray with us?
Yeah.
Anthony, how's it going? Anthony is a restaurateur based in Sligo. Do you think the government should do it?
Well, look, at the government have came out and promised it. You know, we did lobby to try and get it. At the end of the day, I think, you know, they need to do it. For the last, you know, for the last 14 years, 11 of them have been at 9%. The government have realised that there's closures left, right and centre. The government have realised that rural Ireland is struggling. The government have realised that there's job losses. So they're going to reinstate the 9%. They've promised it. The Taoiseach has come out and made a solemn promise. And you know what? We need it. I open a business. The reason why I open a business is to create an employment and try and survive. But at the moment, all it is survival, because it's cost after cost after cost. The wages are going up. Everything is going up. The cost of food are going up. And it's not a viable business to be in. So they have to do it if they want restaurants and they want Irish food, because we've the finest produce in the whole world. And unfortunately, we're being absolutely obliterated with VAT rates, with extra hikes on this and extra hikes on that. So like, it's a common sense approach, and I'm delighted that the government have done it and will do it, hopefully.
Hopefully, says you. We'll find out for sure on Tuesday. Owen Reedy is with us, the General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Owen, do you think the government should do it?
No, I don't, Kieran. I mean, I think it's a scam. I agree, actually. I'm not used to quoting Michael O'Leary from Ryanair. But
your fellow traveller.
Well, there you go. Well, he does recognise unions now, which is great to see. But he actually made the point that it is a scam, and that it's as a result of a shakedown by a very sophisticated lobby group in the hospitality sector. Don't get me wrong, there are challenges in that sector for some businesses, but to give a blanket VAT cut, which will cost every worker in the economy between 230 to 300 euros next week, to do something like that would just completely undermine the coherence of the budget and, quite frankly, the credibility of the budget. There are challenges, but don't give a VAT cut to everybody when the sector clearly doesn't need it. The numbers of employees are up. The numbers of businesses are up. You know, businesses close, but that's part of life, you know.
So do you reject what Anthony had to say, that they are being squeezed left, right and centre?
Well, there are challenges in the costs of doing business, but a blanket VAT cut is not the way to fix it, because it's going to give a lot of revenue to companies that don't need it. What I do think is there are bespoke Irish businesses in the restaurant and the hospitality area that need supports. Tailor those supports to them based on their size, based on their turnover, based on the challenges. But first of all, the government was going to give it to food and accommodation, then food, but not fast food. They don't really know. It's going to cost somewhere between 600 million and 850 million. That's no way. It's kind of like a scattergun approach. It's kind of like giving something to everyone in the audience when not everyone in the audience needs it, Kieran. It should be targeted, but a blanket VAT cut is just the wrong way to go. And it will really, really question the credibility of the government's economic, vision if they do something as foolish as this next week. And hopefully they won't. But I think Fine Gael are on the hook here. I mean, they've given the solemn promise. The Fianna Fáil side of the house seem to have some questions about it. By all means, some of Anthony's colleagues need support, but they all don't need a VAT cut. It's the wrong way to go.
Anthony, would a targeted approach not be better here? That some of those businesses, as you say, selling those wonderful Irish products, maybe servicing communities in rural Ireland that have been hollowed out, that don't have the year-round tourist trade, that maybe you could do something for them, but doing something across the board benefits the McDonald's on Grafton Street as much as you?
Look, at the end of the day, it's the government to decide that. It's their job to decide it. They're well able to split the VAT rates down the centre. Owen one minute Owen is saying that we should get it, and then the next minute he's saying that we shouldn't get it. So a lot of that doesn't make any sense to me. If you look at Germany, Ciarán, Germany had a 19% VAT rate, and they've reduced it down to 7%, and they're bringing that in permanently on the 1st of January, the same as what the Taoiseach just said he'd do. So, you know, there has to be a fair playing field for us all. And, like, at the end of the day, we're the little small businesses who support little small economies in Sligo and all around there. I have a team of people that I have to look after. I want to make sure that they have secure jobs. They're with me 14 years. They're like my family. So you have to look after them. And, like, it is up to the government. They have realised it. They've seen the closures. The SEO figures are there. So they realise that it has to be done.
Yeah.
Because it's an industry. It's an industry that is hanging on by its fingernails. And the only way to do it is give the VAT rate, knock it down to 9%, and give us some chance.
But across the board, and I appreciate you, but that's a decision the government have to make. But like, as a taxpayer as well, what's your view about a transfer of public money, taxpayers' money, into the owners of McDonald's franchises' pockets?
Look, again, it's a very difficult decision, and I'm glad that I'm not in government. But if I am in government, I have the power to make these decisions. So it is up to the government to make them hard decisions. And if it's a case they don't want to give it to, say, McDonald's, well, then that's fair enough. Let them decide that. That's not up for me. But what we are looking for as an industry, we are looking for the 9% VAT rate. And, you know, we need it. There is loads of extra costs now coming right on top of us. So, like, you know, we're doing well to survive at the moment. And as I said to you, I'm a family man. I have three young kids and a wife to take care of. And at the moment, it's all it is just washing its face. It's breaking even. So, like, you know, the government have realised that there is restaurants closing all over the country in little small rural towns in Ireland where the transition year students get jobs, where they come in and they ask you for sponsorship and you sponsor the local football team. That's gone. So where do they go to get the sponsorship? Because this is closed, that's closed, the other's closed.
I would tend to agree with the sentiment. Yeah, absolutely. That, you know what I mean? We've seen a hollowing out of lots of parts of this country. And you know, we can't just keep doing it and shrug our shoulders and say that's the market in operation. At the same time, you know, some of those costs, they're not going to be reduced again in the future. They're actually going to keep going up. It's the nature of a growing economy and inflation. And one wonders whether, you know, the 9% VAT rate today is just a stay of execution. It's different from COVID, when we knew things would, there was a temporary blip and things would eventually kind of come back in some shape or form. But I mean, if the business model is broken, reducing the VAT rate to 9% gives you breathing room for a while, but eventually all those margins would be gobbled back up again. And then what? Do you go back looking for get rid of VAT altogether, and then you get breathing room for again, and then you just close?
The business model is broken. You're correct in what you're saying there. It is broken. And I'll tell you why it's broken. It's broken because the government keep on firing extra costs at employers. And it is impossible to survive with the VAT at 13.5%. It's proven. There's closures left, right and centre. So, like, we've shown the government, we've told them that there's the best of restaurants serving the Irish quality ingredients. You're supporting local jobs, you're supporting local communities, and you're gone to the wall because too expensive.
Let me go back to Owen on that. Owen, is this maybe a reasonable quid pro quo for some of the increased costs that the government have put on the shoulders of employers? It's not all kind of market driven. It's, you know, it's increases in minimum wage, it's better provision for kind of sick pay, it's pensions coming in, all of that type of stuff.
No, it's not. It's not the way to go. I mean, you see, we need to deal with facts here, Ciarán. And Anthony's talking about businesses closing left, right, and centre. There's more people working in Anthony's industry today than when they launched the campaign in December 2023. There are more firms operating in Anthony's industry today than there were when they launched the campaign in 2023. It's not the way to go. It's a crude use of limited taxpayers' money. As I said earlier on, depending on what it costs, and the government haven't decided what it's going to be, is it going to be food and accommodations, is it going to be food but not fast food, it's going to cost somewhere between $500 million and about $800 million. That's a subsidy from every worker in the economy of between €230 to €300 a year to Anthony's industry. Mm. And I mean, the reality is, if Anthony's industry can't handle paying a minimum wage or a living wage, the reality is it's going to be a smaller industry. Already about 12.2% of workers in the economy work in that industry. Across Europe, it's about 7%. I mean, it is a low-wage industry. It's an important industry. We need to protect it. But we should not be subsidizing it by VAT cuts. It's just a crude way of doing it. And it's not going to help anyone in the long term. And I think the taxpayer is not going to be happy about it. There are other businesses that are struggling that are employing people paying higher wages. What about them, you know? So I don't see why the hospitality sector is special.
Okay. Anthony, before we wrap things up, Anthony, how do you square that circle, the claim that, as you say, you know, businesses are closing down left, right and centre, but as Owen says, there's actually more people working in the industry today than there was when you launched the campaign?
You know what? It doesn't hold substance at all. I don't know what Owen really has against the hospitality industry, because every time you hear him on the radio, he's given out about it.
But are you saying those figures are wrong? There's not more people
working in it? I'm telling you one figure that he's completely wrong with. It's not going to cost, say, the 600 to 800 million. Not at all.
I asked about the numbers employed in the industry. Are you saying those figures are wrong?
The numbers employed in the industry are wrong. They are wrong, because it's not small indigenous business. It's not the small SMEs. It's not them. And he's not basing it on them. He's basing it on way bigger, massive food hospitality businesses that have opened up. That's what he's basing it on. He's not basing it on a little small restaurant that's down in Grange that supports 3 or 4 jobs locally. He's not basing it on that at all.
He said the hospitality industry, the numbers employed in it are up. So would you accept that that's true? But you were saying
How would they be up? How could they be up with all the closures? Sure, all you have to do is go on social media. Sure, Big Mike's closed there up in Dublin. You have from the top of Ireland right the way down, you have different businesses gone to the wall.
Owen, are they up?
Base our figures on social media releases by the Restaurants Association of Ireland or the Central Statistics Office? I mean, if we're going to have a debate, we need to have it based on facts rather than emotion and anecdote, because that's where Anthony's coming from, quite frankly.
Owen Reedy, General Secretary of the Irish Congress and Trade Unions. Anthony Gray, restaurateur based in Sligo. Gentlemen, listen, thank you both very much. We'll find out what the government are going to do on Tuesday.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.